A collaborative divorce kind of looks like a mediation in that a couple will be represented by their respective attorneys who will be in the room with the couple, with the other opposing party, and they will work out or attempt to work out, as we do in a mediation, all of the issues that have to be agreed to and resolved. So what happens is the couple is paying for their attorneys to be in the room. Sometimes there's also a financial neutral who is also in the room and being paid. Sometimes there is a child psychologist or somebody who is representing the children, the children's interests in the collaborative process, and any other neutrals who both parties feel would add a component to the process that would help them resolve their differences. So it's an expensive process because all of those people in the room are being paid. It can streamline things for couples who are highly contentious, who have a high net worth. So for those people, it might be a less expensive process, certainly, than litigating the divorce. What happens in a collaborative process, though, is that if the couple do not reach agreements and they do decide ultimately to litigate, the attorneys who are representing them in the collaborative process now have to recuse themselves from the litigation, and the couple has to now hire new attorneys to litigate their divorce.